What is going on, nerds of wrestling, and welcome to another episode of What's Up Wrestler, a podcast by Nerds of Wrestling. I'm your host, Justin Del Rio, and my guest at this very time, Hunter Tarka. What is going on? I hope I did not botch that name. How are you, my friend?
Nah, man, you nailed it. Doing good. It's been a good day.
Yeah, hell yeah. It's Tuesday. It's beautiful outside. I don't know if you saw Raw last night. Not sure. Austin Theory tried to cash in, but people are pissed about it. I don't know how you feel about it. People are pissed. What are your thoughts on, you know, Austin Theory trying to cash in, not even on, you know, the WWE title, but the United States title?
You know, it's I know, like, I don't know about if you ever played like the video games or anything, the old WWE games, but I know that you could cash in on other champs other than the world champs in the games.
Right.
So I thought it was kind of cool to see it kind of on TV because nobody's ever done that before. And, you know, Seth Rollins was down, man. So he saw an opportunity, took it, just didn't work out.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people thought that he was going to, when he appeared at NXT, he was going to cash in on the NXT title. I thought that would have been something unique, something different. Like you said, no one has ever cashed in on a non-world title, so cashing in on either the NXT or even the United States, it was something different. But obviously it didn't play in Austin Theory's favor. He failed and he is no longer Money in the Bank briefcase holder, which a lot of people are saying that, hey, he might get it back, but we'll see. But before we go into more about Hunter, drop those plugs, man. Tell the nerds where they could find you.
I'm on Instagram and Twitter at The Hunter Tarka. You can also follow me on Facebook. I'm trying to get the Facebook up and going. Also trying to get my YouTube channel going. I'm gonna be posting my matches, clips, highlights, promos, that kind of thing. That'll be Hunter Tarka also. So
there you go, nerds. Follow Hunter Tarka at The Hunter Tarka on Instagram and Twitter. Don't worry, we will drop those plugs again later. We talked about wrestling, Austin Theory already. Growing up, man, there's so much wrestling going on right now, and I've talked to a lot of wrestlers about wrestling right now. It's kind of overwhelming to the point where you're like, okay, it's getting really hard to keep up with all these new promotions, all these new wrestlers, this new stuff going on. When did you start getting into wrestling, my friend?
When I was growing up, younger, I was growing up during the Attitude Era, my parents didn't want to see all that kind of bloodshed and all that stuff, so I didn't get to watch, like, when I was a kid. I probably started watching it, I was about 13, I think, you know, actually the first Raw I think I watched was when The Rock unveiled his new WWE title after he beat Punk. The first Raw I watched, so that was, January of 13 or so?
Yeah.
So I became a fan then, but got very, very drawn into guys like The Undertaker. The Undertaker was always my guy. So when, and he started that feud with Punk, and that's really what drew me in right around then.
You got into WWE pretty late. A lot of people have been, you know, watching WWE for 20 plus years at that time. I started watching around 2005, 2006. I don't know how old you are, but it's like that era, that year of wrestling was kind of hard for a lot of people because they didn't like the fact that, at least me, The Rock came in and took the title off of CM Punk, and then they made it Cena versus Rock twice at WrestleMania. They felt like a lot of that should have stayed the year before. However, I was a big fan of that match the following year. Rock and Cena 2 was a lot better than the first one. I'm pretty sure you studied up on your wrestling. You went back and watched a lot of it. Undertaker, obviously, you said is one of your favorites. Speaking of Undertaker, icon, legend in the ring, what are some of your favorite matches that the Undertaker has had?
You know, there's a lot of the marquee ones, both Shawn Michaels, Triple H, and him in the Cell at Mania. I think one that it was a really, really big one, but it kind of gets overlooked now was him versus Kane, that whole feud in 98.
Yeah.
When Kane first came in. That was pretty incredible watching. Going back, I think I actually watched that match again the other day. And some of those segments were like, he came out of the lightning bolt came down. And
yeah.
He was in the casket. Like every time I watch that, I get chills, man. So, yeah, I'd say that one. And then the Hell in a Cell, Mick Foley, you know, another one that's referenced iconic. A lot, but you can't go wrong with that one either.
You know, there's so many matches that Undertaker has had, right? You named them Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 25, 26, Undertaker 17. A lot of people, I don't know if a lot of people forget to mention that they wrestled at WrestleMania 17, but they wrestled three times at WrestleMania, and which is crazy to think about, because you know, looking back, okay, Undertaker wrestled Shawn on Triple H at 17. 10 years later, he wrestled him again at what 27, something like that. And it's crazy to think about. And Undertaker, obviously, we could talk about Undertaker for hours on end. This isn't about the Undertaker. This is about Hunter. Let's talk about Hunter, man. Hunter, you already discussed how you got into wrestling, but how did you get into wanting to go into training and doing what Undertaker does, is being a professional wrestler?
That's an interesting story. It was kind of, you know, as soon as I started watching, I was pretty hooked. You know, obviously, I know a lot of people, like you said, weren't overly thrilled about the whole Rock and Cena thing again. But as a new fan then, I didn't know that they even wrestled the year before. So it was like, it was still, you know, but the whole production of it just drew me in. And I was like, damn, that's really, really cool. I want to get into that. I heard about a couple schools, like as I got into college, once I turned like 18 or so. But my parents really wanted me to go to school, so I went to college. Wasn't really working out, so I decided one day that, you know, it was time to make a change in my life and put maybe the education on hold and to go follow my true passion. And I found PAPW, and that's the home training grounds, and it's been an excellent experience since then.
You know, you were discussing how you went to college first and your parents said, you know, go to college. Were they overly thrilled that you put college to the side and wanted to do wrestling? Like, cause I hear a lot of stories about parents being on board, parents being like, hey, you're 18, do whatever you want. Or parents being like, no, absolutely not.
They wanted me to try and get that education so I'd have a safety net first. But I really gave college my all. It wasn't my thing. You know, I was, you know, I just in school learning is just not how, that's not how my brain works. And I tried really hard for a couple of years at school, and at that, you know, it just wasn't working out. And they saw that, and they saw how much effort I was putting in, and it just wasn't working out. And they said, you know what, go for it. You know, while you're young and, you know, you have time. They've been very, very supportive the entire time.
That's incredible, man. And at least your parents were like, hey, you know, you gave it a shot, go wrestling. Obviously now they're on board, right? And you said PAPW is your stopping ground, Paul Roma School promotion, great promotion out there. What was it like going into training, stepping into the ring? Must have been very intimidating, because there had to, obviously there's wrestlers who are training till this day to, you know, up their craft in that sport. And for someone new, must have been, this is scary. What was that like?
I was very, very excited. I remember being excited. Then I walked in the door and there was a few people there that was like, oh wow. It was there. Flash Waller was in there. Kylan King was in there. But there was one very, very large presence in there by the late, great Jim Anderson was there. And I remember I look up at him and be like, oh, I don't know. Like, if I got to wrestle guys like that, what am I going to do? You know, I was quite a bit lighter than, you know, than I am now. I was a little bit smaller. But then he turned around and gave me, you know, shook in my hand, and you know, everything was cool, and then got me in the ring. And I remember the first bump, and my first bump I took, I was laying there. I remember looking up and thinking, that wasn't what I expected, but, you know, I think I can do this. I took a few more, and started hitting the ropes, started loosening up. And, you know, all those guys down at PAPW are awesome. They take care of each other down there. It's a great family atmosphere down there. You know, I don't know. I wouldn't. There's other great schools in the area,
right?
But I couldn't imagine having started someplace else, really.
PAPW, as you said, great school. I've heard a lot of great names: Kaiwan, Dustin, Jim Anderson, and Richard Holiday. I think he even trained at PAPW under Paul Roma. Which Richard Holiday, he's doing his thing, doing great now. Is it intimidating sometimes to know, like, hey, a lot of people wrestled here, and is that like, is there any pressure that, you know, you kind of put on yourself that you want to put to a certain level?
I wouldn't say pressure. I would say more motivation. Like, these guys, the Holidays, the Flash, the Kylan Kings, the Haven, those guys who are doing awesome things, they all branch from this same spot.
Right.
You know, I'm learning from the same people, doing the same drills, you know, all that stuff. So I figure, you know, learning and talking to them, learning what they did, you know, and they're very much guys that they bring you up with them. They don't hold you down. So learning with those guys, I think, helps me want to get to that level with them and be where they're at. And, you know, I sit there and I realize I'm in a place where I can do that. I can do that with them because that's this, like I said, it's where they were, you know, when I were, you know, 2 years in, you know, I am where they were, you know what I'm saying?
When did you start? When did you finally decide? Like, what was the year? What year was it when you decided this is what I'm doing?
I left school March of 2020, right before the, like, weeks before the pandemic.
Yeah.
Weeks. And I decided, you know, I needed to get, you know, a better car. So I'd been saving my money up. You know, I bought a more reliable vehicle because the training center is about an hour away from me each way. So I saved up, got a better car, was planning on going down, and then the world shut down.
Yeah.
The world shut down. And I was like, damn, I was so close. And the first class that they had after that, I reached out to Mario, was wondering when they would open back up. He reached out to me. It was the end of May, a couple months later. And that's when I started. I think the first day I trained was May 29th of 2020 was my first training day.
Wow. See, because I always hear stories about these wrestlers starting to train in 2020, stopping because the world shut down. It literally shut down. We had nothing to do. A lot of people were very fortunate to where they were working, and people were fortunate to where, you know, they were able to train a little bit here and there. But through that time where the world was completely shut down, was there any doubt in your mind where you're like, oh, okay, forget it, I don't want to do it? Or was it like, as soon as the fucking world opens up, I'm doing it? No doubt in my mind.
No, there was never any doubt. I know, but basically since I started watching wrestling on TV, I knew this is what I wanted to do. So for the 8 years prior to the world shutting down, I knew I was going to get there eventually. And, you know, there's always obstacles on every road
of
everything that's worth anything. So I just figured just one more obstacle, get past this. And I'm glad I did that because, like I said, everything down there has been great.
Absolutely. And I love that because a lot of wrestlers, like I said, you know, they had the doubts, and but they kept going and kept going, and you kept your pedal on the gas the whole time, which is incredible, man. Through that time of, you know, the world was shutting down, you couldn't train, were you studying up on wrestling? Did you discover any new promotions? Because the crazy thing about New England is that we have a vast majority of independent promotions, not only in New England, but Jersey, New York, fucking Canada, Japan, all over the world, man, is wrestling. Did you discover any new promotions, wrestlers, where you were like, okay, when I'm done training, I want to wrestle there. When I'm done training, I want to wrestle him.
During that time, I was kind of just studying PAPW then, watching a lot of their stuff that they post on their YouTube, watching a lot of the matches there, trying to get a feel for what I was getting into. As I got training was going, I found out of places like Test of Strength and NEW and places like that. But yeah, mostly Paradise Alley. I remember right after the pandemic, they posted a couple matches. I think Big Jim and Bull Dread had a match that they posted on YouTube. It was a YouTube exclusive. And then I think it was The Haven. And I forget. I can't remember who they wrestled, but they posted another match then for, I think it might have been just like another street fight. So I remember watching those matches and trying to figure out, okay, this is the kind of production that they have. This is what I'll be getting into instantly and kind of, you know, setting myself up to or better understand what I was getting into.
Absolutely. And obviously, you know, because you were able to study all PAPW and you started training in May. I feel like May is a good time where things were kind of dialing down, but it was still like at the middle where we're like, okay, you guys go to work, but, you know, be careful, wear your mask, social distance, blah, blah, blah. I feel like everything is over now. Fingers crossed, right? But when you started training in May, right, and you're doing what you're doing, you're taking all these bumps, how long was your initial training? How long did it take for you to where you were like, okay, your trainers thought you're ready, you're booked, let's do it, let's get you going?
Actual training time, I want to say about 7 or 8 months or so, about. There was a couple month period in there where I didn't go to training at all because I was working a lot. It was about 7 months or so. We debuted at the end of March. That's when Battle Academy Attack Flash was, I think, March 27th of 21. So it was about a 10-month gap. Didn't train for about 3. So about, I would say about 7 months.
That's pretty good for 7 to 8 months. A lot of people train for a lot longer than 7 to 8 months, but you must have picked it up pretty quick where they're like, hey, he's ready to get booked. What was your first match? Because that's a question, another question I always ask, because I love hearing stories. I know it was quite some time ago. You said it was a tag team match. What was that like, and what was going through your mind as that was happening?
My first match was a tag match. I tagged with Jake Lynn. We wrestled The Haven.
Nice.
I remember being extremely nervous, obviously, never being really in front of a crowd before. Absolutely terrifying. And my number one fear is, like, literally like public speaking. So that was another obstacle. But yeah, I remember we had like a good amount of time. They put us, I don't remember what part of the show we were in, but I remember just, you know, going over it and what me and Jake wanted to do and how we wanted to make our initial impact. And I remember thinking, you know, for a first match, it went pretty, pretty well. And I am very proud of it from a first match. And like I said, I've known The Haven for a while, and you know, I was very happy that they were my first, because wrestling with your friends is always makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, especially The Haven, they're great. Oh man, they're doing fantastic. Amazing, and I'm so happy for both Jay and Sean. To be backstage, to do this wrestling stuff. You know, you were probably like, this is so cool. Like, this is what it's like. This is like, okay, I got to talk to them about this. I got to talk to him about that. Was there any doubt in your mind where you were like, okay, I don't know if I could do this right now? Obviously, you said there's no doubt ever, right? But were there any doubts like before matches where you were like, oh, yeah, I don't know if I can do this today?
I wouldn't say doubt. I would say, again, obstacles. Yeah. You know, there's going to be parts of your career and certain matches and certain promos where you're like, this is going to be hard. This is going to be, you know, I want to make sure I do it right. Cause I'm a perfectionist at heart. So anytime that I make any kind of mistake, I get irritated with myself very quickly. So I think the biggest obstacle for me is making sure that I'm perfect, when as perfect as I can be. I wouldn't say that I was ever like, you know, I've been in locker rooms with guys that I know are better than me, or you know, are fantastic talents, like, you know, especially at like places like Northeast and places like that, where they got guys that are like on TV. You know, I'm 2 years in and I'm sharing a locker room with these guys. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. But I just really focus on being the best that I can be before every match or segment that I'm in.
You know, when I first saw you, it was at Northeast Wrestling with Chris Battle. Chris Battle, obviously a big icon at Northeast Wrestling. He's been there for years. I remember I saw him tag team with his brother, Anthony, back at CTWE before Northeast Wrestling took over the venue. Mm-hmm. And that just goes to show how much love and passion Chris has for all of, you know, not only Northeast Wrestling, but the business itself, right? And Chris, obviously, again, he's an icon, great guy. How did the Battle Academy start? Because I know it's you, Skyler, Lorenzo, and Jake, and obviously Chris. How did that come to be?
Not too long after I came back from that stint away when we were training, he pulled the four of us aside and kind of just, hey, we're having this idea. You know, we become like the evil dojo, and you know, we want to have this big feud with Flash and Kai and the whole Miracle Generation. Are you guys interested? And it was the four of us that he pulled aside, and we were all like, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Like, that sounds awesome. So that, it was literally just like that. It just kind of happened. I don't know how long they talked about it or how long they came up, took them to come up with it, but just one day we were training, they pulled us all to the back and gave us the rundown. We were like, sounds good. And within a couple of weeks, we had our debut.
Yeah, that's awesome. And now you guys, because you guys go to, obviously, PAPW is where you guys are mainly based out of. You guys go to TOS a lot. Northeast Wrestling, again, Northeast Wrestling is one of, you know, a big promotion. And for you guys to wrestle there for the first time must have been like, this is amazing. If I'm not mistaken, it was in May of 2022, earlier this year, right, is when you guys made your debut?
I made mine in March.
March, okay. March. Yep.
It was me and Chris versus Channing Thomas and Mike Verna was the first, was my debut. And then, you know, the rest of the academy kind of came in slowly but surely over the year. But, yeah, we've been there, been doing shows there for since March, so that's crazy, and we've been that long. But
time flies yeah, by. And I know Lorenzo, he had a match against BRG, and I know Greg from PAPW, he's kind of making his way into Northeast Wrestling. He's doing his thing. It's really cool to see all these wrestlers from different promotions come over to Northeast Wrestling, because I've been going to Northeast Wrestling shows a lot, and again, it's one of the best promotions I've been to, but a lot of the times you want to see something different. You want to see some new wrestlers. You want to see, you know, some new people come in. And I'm loving what they're doing this year. They brought in so many fucking people from PAPW, Tessa Strength. They're all coming in, making waves to Northeast Wrestling. When you were studying PAPW, did you watch any Northeast Wrestling matches? Did you, you know, see any, like, other promotions other than PAPW? Because I know you said PAPW is what you were mostly kind of studying, but was there a day where you were like, let me see if there's something else I can see?
Like I said, I watched a few Touch the Strength matches. I went back on a couple of different, mostly as I got training and I started branching out to seeing what else was out there, I was mostly watching matches of people that I knew. You know, the Flash, the Kylon Kings, Richard Holiday, watching those matches. So it wasn't necessarily like any one promotion I was watching after that. It was kind of just studying what else is around. Northeast is mostly just on like High Spots. I didn't have a subscription to that back then. But you know, all over New England, I was watching stuff from all kinds of different promotions. And but like I said, mostly of people that I was close to.
Yeah. You know. And like I said, it was hard. You know, it's so much wrestling to keep up with, and you're like, yeah, kind of want to like just stick with one thing. We were talking about WWE in the beginning, right? Other than WWE, are you a fan of any other promotions? AEW, New Japan, Impact? Again, there's so much.
There's a lot. I don't keep up with live stuff as much as I used to. Mostly this wrestling I go back and watch certain matches of certain people, to just study and get ideas of what kind of moves maybe I want to add to my repertoire. But, like you said, there's a lot of really, really good wrestling out there. It's very easy to be a wrestling fan right now. There's so much, and it's none of it is necessarily the same. There's night, right. There's, you can go to WWE, AEW, Impact, MLW, New Japan, and get something completely different on each one. So
right,
there's something out there for everybody right now, which is really, really cool.
And you know, a lot of people seem to complain. You know, I'm to the point where it's like, if you don't like it, don't watch it. Like, you're constantly complaining about why this sucks, but you're watching it. You're taking 3 hours out of every week to watch Raw, and all you do is shit on it every week. It's like, come on. Like, bro, don't watch it anymore. I don't know what to tell you. Stop watching it. And it's hard. You're right. It's hard because to watch it every week, you know, we're grownups now. We work. We have jobs. We come home. We don't really necessarily want to, you know, sit down for 3 hours and watch a whole show. And thank goodness for Twitter. Thank goodness for Facebook. I keep up with it on there. YouTube, again. I don't think I've watched. Yesterday was the first time I think I watched a whole episode of Raw in like maybe like 2 years, 3 years, around there. And I was surprised. I stuck through it. Triple H is taking over. He's doing a great job. Just want to throw that out there really quick. Other than wrestling, right? Other than WWE, all this other wrestling. Netflix has a shit ton of shows. Amazon Prime, Hulu, Peacock, you name it. So many platforms out there, just like there is for wrestling. Is there any Netflix or Amazon, Hulu, Peacock shows that Hunter loves to binge watch on his days off?
I don't do a whole lot of binge watching anymore. I've been trying to focus on you know, getting my body right, getting in better shape. If I'm watching stuff, like I said, it's generally like old wrestling matches of mine or of other people's that, you know, to help improve myself. I am a big sports guy. I see your Penguins thing back there. I'm also a Penguins fan, so good on that.
I got to break the news to you in a second, but you know, go ahead.
Yeah, so big sports guy. Grew up playing a lot of different sports, watch a whole lot of different sports. So, yeah, it's basically just sports and wrestling for me.
Baseball, you said you're a Penguins fan. So fun fact, right? I live in the basement at my parents' house, and all this is my dad's stuff. Okay. All the stuff on the wall. So when I moved down here, my dad was like, "You're not taking none of my shit down. Leave it up." I was like, "I love it. I don't want to take it down. I like it." So when people see the Penguins, "You're a Penguins fan?" Yeah, sure. Go Penguins. I mean, if I had to pick a hockey team, it would be the Penguins because of my dad. But, I mean, hockey isn't really, like, my favorite sport. Are you a big hockey fan?
Not overly. I enjoy it. I'm always been a very big-time competitor in my life. So any form of competition I can really get into. I will say that I've been not a great basketball or hockey fan to either of my teams. I'm also a Celtics fan. I haven't been great fans to either of them recently, not watching a whole lot of games, but – keeping up with them as I could.
Right.
Like I said, it's just a competition, and hockey is a very cutthroat game. I really do enjoy watching it, but I could not sit here and have like a whole conversation with you about the other teams.
Oh yeah, no, of course. You know, neither could I, bro. You could literally tell me about the whole thing. I go, oh yeah, sure. Yeah. Oh yeah, they're doing great. Sure. Really quick. There's one hockey show, right, that I'm really into. It's on Disney Plus. It's great. I love it. The Mighty Ducks. I don't know if you saw it. The new series on Disney Plus, The Mighty Ducks, is fantastic. I think that's like the only probably hockey movie or show I watch is The Mighty Ducks, because let's admit, it's a classic. The Mighty Ducks is a classic. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's amazing. The Mighty Ducks is one of my favorite movies of all, one of my favorite sports movies of all times.
I saw the original movie. I have not seen the show. I've seen advertisements for it though. So I know of what you're talking about. But.
Right. It's definitely, if you have some time, if you're like, you know what, let me see what Justin says about the show. Let me see how he feels about it. I want to see if he feels this. I want to see if I want to feel the same way about it. It's really good. I love it. But let's go back to wrestling really quick. Again, so many promotions out there. Northeast Wrestling, Texas Strength, PAPW. Are there any other promotions that you have your eyes set on that you want to make waves into?
Anyone that's willing to give me a shot, I think I bring a good amount of value to the table. I also go to places like 2TW. I've been to Shut Up and Wrestle. I've been to, you know, other promotions like Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Be there next Friday. They got a show run, so I'll be there for that also. But like I said, whoever gives me an opportunity, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I'm only ever want to make it to WWE. Right. Like, I want this to be my career. I want this to be my life. And whoever is willing to help me make that happen, I have no problem or no bias to go anywhere.
Hell yeah, bro. I love that. I'm rooting for you, bro. I hope to see you at more shows, more promotions. I see you at NEW all the time. And I think I've seen you before at Blood, Sweat, and Tears up in Bridgeport. I think I've seen you up there. Yeah, man. You know, I wish you nothing but the best of luck as a fan. You know, good luck, bro. And, you know, I want to thank you for coming on the show. And, bro, this was fun. I hope to have you on again soon.
Yeah, man. Had a blast. This was a good time. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Before we end the show, one more time, drop those plugs. Where can the nerds find you?
Follow me at the Hunter Tarka, Instagram and Twitter, Hunter Tarka on Facebook and YouTube also.
There you go, nerds. You heard it from the man himself. Follow Hunter Tarka on all social media platforms. This has been an episode of What's Up Wrestler, a podcast by Nerds of Wrestling. I'm your host. Peace out, nerds.